The Supreme Court said the casino expansion campaign never disclosed its proposal would upend Michigan's Liquor Control Authority. The ballot campaign says it will try again later. The court rejected challenges to other proposals, including one to guarantee collective bargaining rights in the state constitution and preempt passage of a right-to-work law. Dan LaGianna is with the Union Rights Campaign.
First and foremost, collective bargaining is a basic right, and folks deserve an opportunity to vote on this in November.
The Supreme Court also approved for the ballot proposals to require supermajorities for the legislature to raise taxes and a public vote before the state could construct a new international bridge to Canada. That would bring to six the total number of questions facing Michigan voters on the statewide November ballot. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta in Lansing.